This is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. It's Bonnie, local splash. Cool, guaranteed.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi there. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday. I was just waiting for my manager to respond, but I do have an update. I said, because you're calling about the CID transfer for your Google account, right? For your Google Guarantee account.
I'm calling for two things. That is one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a twofold conversation. So what did you find out about the CID transfer?
So yes, it is possible. No problem. We do it for our clients. So you do have I was just working at your balance at the moment. So I'm just working that out with my manager. So basically what happens, it's $99 for a CID transfer, which you'll deduct of your balance. So we'll let the balance run out based on the amount of leads you have. Keep $99 separate, and then once the balance runs out, we will then start the CID process, which just basically means we contact Google, they then contact you, and then they do the whole payment process, because currently our payment details are with Google. Then they collect your payment details directly and that's a bit of a two-week process from the time of transfer.
And at that point, does Google create a new login for us, or how does that work?
So your CID number, your customer ID, that will always remain the same. Google will send you an email with some links that you log in, and then you have full control and access of your account. And, you know, any photos, back office, anything, the areas, your job types, all of that, all the management of the account, that becomes, you have access and full control of all of that.
Perfect. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to ask you is this. So I really want to give this whole Google guaranteed bidding process like a good go. And so I'm thinking about raising like our budget to $1,500.
Okay.
So our monthly budget to $1,500. And then I want to update our services to just bathrooms and kitchen.
Okay,
bathroom remodels.
Let me have a look. So it's 1500 and let me just look at your job types. Bear with me 1 second. Let's see what we currently have. Because I'm also looking at your current budget. Your current budget is $540. So that would mean that we've increased it by $960 to take it to $1,500. Okay, so you said you want to keep it at bathroom remodel and kitchen remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so currently we also have decks and patios and foundations and concrete activated. Should I deactivate that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let me Okay, great. So decks and patios. Okay, so I've deactivated that, and so now I only have bathroom remodel and kitchen remodel. If you're going to transfer your CID, okay, that would mean that your current budget is going to, your current budget with us will run out. And then that will mean the next few leads, the current budget will run out, and we will do the activation, you know, we'll do the bidding mode and everything. If you decide to, so with transferring, that would mean that you would increase your budget with Google. Are you looking to continue with us for a while, or would you rather transfer with Google from now onwards?
No. What I want to do is, for now, I want to stay with you guys. But I do want to know,
okay,
like, what the like what the commission spread is per lead currently?
So before, I know there was, I think it was, there's a 25, there was a 25% or 20%, there's a 20% markup on the lead before. I will double check that for you. Yes, 25% management fee. So basically, that would be, so obviously once you go, so you, because you're already on the bidding mode, so as we mentioned before, obviously the whatever the cost of the lead comes in, we do not have a say because obviously that's what Google will determine. But what we can do is keep a record of that and keep, I can send you weekly updates on what the average lead cost is. I can do that. So that at least you know where you stand for the moment.
No, it's okay. I have a pretty good idea as to, you know, how much we're paying you guys for this.
Okay.
So, let's go ahead and bump up the budget to $1,500.
Okay.
And
let me just check. So that's with me, because the current is $540. So we're going to take it to $1,500. So that means I'm going to increase it by $960. So let me just double check something for you.
Is there a maximum budget that we can spend on it? Like, is there a limit or a cap?
No, no. I mean, what I do recommend is, you know, increase it like you want to now. And if you then use it by the end, you know, in the next month, then, or the next 2 weeks, if we see that I can monitor the account, if we see that you've used it, and then it's worthwhile increasing again, then you recommend. But, you know, if you just put 3,000 or 4,000 on it, that's great, but it doesn't mean that you're going to automatically get to that level on leads. So I don't want to sort of, you know, misrepresent it to you and say, oh, if you increase it to 3,000, that means you're going to get up to $3,000 worth of leads. Increasing your budget and having maximized bidding mode does definitely help with your ranking and your visibility in, when you're competing with other companies, but there's no guarantee in the amount of leads. Okay?
No, that's fine.
So the best thing for us to do is increase it like you want to do now and then monitor it. And if in 2 or 3 weeks we see, oh, goodness, there's loads of leads coming through, and it's worked for your budget, then I would say, okay, then let's increase it again. Like, you know, do it like maybe in a bit of a stage. You know, instead of just putting a whole lot of money down and, you know, because especially this time of the year, we're not going to get a real reading because a lot of people are going away. So this is a great increase. That's fine like that. And then we can review it over the next few weeks and see if you're ready to increase again.
What do you mean by a lot of people are going away, like for Christmas?
Well, yes, you know, because sometimes, you know, a lot of people, sometimes business slows down. It just depends, you know, sometimes business will slow down at this time of the year, so and not for everybody, but I'm just saying sometimes it can happen. So if it continues for you, that's wonderful, and then we look at the account in 2 weeks' time, and we can always increase the budget again, if that suits you.
Okay. Based on your experience with similar companies like ours, do you consider that to be a reasonable amount?
It is, but also bear in mind that we're dealing with 50 states, and every state, and you know, also the depending on the amount of city that the amount of cities that the companies cover, it's so varied. You know, some companies exceed their budget every month, and other companies struggle and get 2 or 3 leads, and it just depends on the demand in that state and the cities that are covered by that company. But it is a good amount, but it is always adjustable. Okay. So I will do the transaction now of $960, and the card I have on file ends in 7698, and the expiry is May 2026. Are you happy for me to process the 960 to take it up to 15 on that card?
Do you know if that's a debit card or a credit card?
It says Visa. It doesn't tell me which one it is. The security code is 576. It's the card on file that's used for all your for your monthly for whatever payments that is required.
Yeah, that's fine. Just go ahead and process that payment.
The 960. Okay, great. I will do that. I'll do that now. And then once it's processed, I will update you and send you an SMS to let you know.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. And I'll monitor your account, and then I'll be in touch in the next 2 weeks.
All right. Perfect.
Okay, then. Thank you. Have a lovely week. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.